All right, I am excited to give you guys some additional tools for breaking up with fear. The first thing you want to always do is ask the Lord to show you specifically, is the door to fear open? Because if the door is not open and you start going and closing doors, you could actually open the door. So we always want to make sure that we are dealing with the enemy the way we're supposed to be dealing with him, and we're not entering in an interaction with him that we do not need to be. So that's the first and foremost, is you want to hear from Jesus directly. Jesus is the door to fear open. If it is, then the next thing you want to do is you want to ask him, and this is super important, that you are actually in a position of rest and you are in a position of being a son and a daughter and allowing him to do the heavy work and allowing him to show you what is the truth of your life or of your heart, versus you moving into a striving, trying to figure it out, trying to analyze it and getting super introspective. I encourage you not to do that at all. Let Jesus do this one. So the second thing you want to do once you find out if the door is open is you simply want to ask Jesus, would you please show me who do I need to forgive for introducing me to the spirit of fear? Now, very few people are introduced to the spirit of fear intentionally. It generally comes from somebody else being an orphan or walking in sin or unintentionally, ignorantly opening up the door to fear. So let's just say if there was a fear and the Lord showed you that it was your parents because your parents would watch scary movies at night and that introduced you to the spirit of fear. Your parents didn't come to you and say, hey, Susie, I want you to meet a spirit of fear. Of course, of course. But they did actually, they are the ones that introduced you to it or opened up the door because of their choices to bring in evil or dark movies into the home when it's their job to cover you and protect you. So again, the first thing you want to do is ask Jesus, is the door open? The second thing is you want to ask, you want to wait, and you want to listen to the question, Jesus, would you please show me who do I need to forgive for directly or indirectly opening up the door or introducing me to the spirit of fear? Then you want to walk through forgiving them. You might not be angry. You might not be full of unforgiveness or, you know, want revenge on them. Your heart might feel just fine towards them. But that's not the kind of forgiveness we're looking for. The type of forgiveness that we're looking for is with Jesus when he was in the desert and Satan kept coming and trying to torment him and taunt him with different propositions. And Jesus never answered based on what he wanted, needed, and thought and felt. He simply said, for it is written, it is written, it is written. And he always answered by what his Father has already established in the Word. But at the last time that Satan came to Jesus, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, so I totally encourage you to go read the word for yourself. But Jesus looks at Satan and says, you know what? There is no hooks in me. There's no hooks in my nose in which you can pull me around, Satan. My daddy and I are good. I have no fear. I'm not partnering with any lies. I'm solid as a son. There is no legal right for you even to be speaking to me right now. And so what that means, this is super important. What this means is that when we encounter a spirit of fear and we realize that somebody had directly or indirectly introduced us to it, it's not that it's not the evil intent of that person. It's that there was something inside that person that the enemy was able to use, and the enemy put a hook in you through fear through that person. And so when we walk through, I choose to forgive so-and-so for introducing me to the fear, what you're doing is you're taking out that hook that the enemy put inside of you to kind of jerk you around and to influence you through the fear. So super important that we understand that type of forgiveness. And then we just want to walk it out and say, I choose to forgive so-and-so for indirectly or directly, whichever is the case, introducing me to a spirit of fear. And then I like to do this. I like to say, I send back to them what is theirs. I send it back to them, but I take back what is mine, washed in the blood. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing you want to do, I guess the fourth thing you want to do, I would encourage you then to look fear in the eyes, open up your eyes. Then I want you to say, spirit of fear, I see you. I see you. You are exposed. And I command you to go. and I like to just walk through the body. You may no longer speak to my mind and the thoughts that I have. You may not speak to my eyes. That would be like having a pair of glasses on and you see something, but you see it through the lens of fear. So you may no longer speak to me through my eyes. You may no longer speak to me through my ears and the things that I hear. Come on, there's a filter sometimes where somebody will say something, but you see it through the lens or the filter of fear. You may no longer speak to my ears and the things that I hear. You may no longer speak to the words that I speak out or the words that I speak to myself. They like to just walk through the body. You may no longer speak to my muscles and my tissues. Come on, how many times does fear get you bound up with your muscles or a tension headache? You may no longer speak to my nervous system that you know, take your breath away and your heart racing and that fear, that spirit of fear comes and you feel like, you feel trapped. You may no longer speak to me in that area. I just walk through the body. And then I say, the spirit of fear, I see you. You may no longer influence, walk through the body, and I command you to go now. And this is super important. We don't do it of our own strength and of our own might. We deal with the enemy by the badge of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. So spirit of fear, you may no longer influence me in the name and in the blood of Jesus. And the Bible tells us when we send the bad out, we've got to bring the good in. And so you just commanded the enemy to go, and you now need to invite the goodies of heaven, as I say it, in. And so what is that? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, you name it. If it's in heaven, if it was on Jesus, and it was a part of his time on earth and his ministry, then you get to claim it. And so you want to refill yourself with the goodies of heaven, with love, joy, peace, patience, power, confidence, and fill yourself with that in place of where the fear was. So go ahead and focus on these steps and resolve the fear that is in your life. It is okay that you might need to do this a time or two or with different things that brought on fear. So we'll continue to walk it out the next couple of days. But this is a significant step of you rising up and using your authority in the name of Jesus over the spirit of fear that has been harassing you.